Burnsville.
Oh, I love the smell of Minnesota, and I smell beer in the Ineffable Brewing Company. I did some research on this, and I didn't find a lot to say about them, like, you know, their background, but the name, I think, might say it all, because ineffable means beyond description, it's so good. So let's go find out if ineffable, when it comes to beer, is what they're saying. I'm fired up, man. We're in Minnesota, in Burnsville. Let's check out Ineffable.
All right, the Ineffable Brewing Company in Burnsville, Minnesota. And was excited to try this out. Haven't been to this brewery before. And walking in, when I see games and stuff sitting there, especially Life, oh man, that's like a cool thing that people can sit around, play some games, talk, have a good conversation. They got a fireplace, got a few TVs, brewing everything on site. So got a great looking brew house back there. And man, an awesome selection of things to choose from. Wide variety, different types of beers. Looked like that's a big group doing some sort of art project. Different things going on in here that's like not normally at a brewery, and that's what seemed cool to me. They do have a kitchen if you want some food, but I'm excited to try this out because they definitely got a flight for us, so let's go.
All right, so Ineffable Brewing.
Very modern. Very modern.
Yeah.
So far we've been to the breweries here in the southwest portion of Minneapolis suburbs, and every single one of them is a new experience. I mean,
and we've been there like 10 minutes. Yeah. It was a 10-minute drive, a 10-minute drive, a 10-minute drive.
Amazing. Amazing.
And this one's probably the smallest we've been in, but it's
great vibe, though.
It is.
A real low-key, laid back. They got a couch over here. They got, you know, a couple of televisions if you want to. Looks like people are playing some type of a game.
Well, no, it's they're doing art.
Art?
Yeah, they got like paint and they're like dabbing some shit.
Very cool.
So, no, it's very cool, man. So,
nice selection of beers.
Hell yeah.
Not a Pilsner, though. Here we are in Minnesota.
No.
I'm very surprised that we don't have a Pilsner on.
I'm striking out now.
Line here.
We probably could have got their Oktoberfest, but it's December. We're like we're kind of done with that. So you know what I mean? It just doesn't make sense to try that. So
it really is amazing because their lineup of beers are really extant. So you got first of all an 11% beer here, which is a Belgian quad. We're looking at a guy over here. You can sit down over in this couch over here, sir. Yep, there we go.
The old fashioned.
Yeah, we've got somebody, one of our fans here that, hi there, good to see you too.
It's the old fashioned. So I don't know anything about a Belgian quad.
I don't either.
You said it's loaded with alcohol, right?
11%. Look at it. Look at that sucker.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't know. I've never had it.
Did you see that it was like aged in some barrel stouts and like in some barrels?
It smells like whiskey.
Yeah. I bet it is. I mean.
Yeah. It's definitely a whiskey.
Really?
Oh, it's a whiskey vibe. Belgium quad, 11%.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's.
Wow. And
I don't know.
That's a color. It looks like a.
It's. Guys, this is. I. You know, you guys might have it. You can.
Oh, holy shit! That's whiskey.
You can.
That's whiskey, y'all.
You can message us and tell us if you guys do quads before. It's the first quad I've ever had.
Oh shit! That's like drinking a shot of whiskey with a little bit of beer
really
behind
good,
it. But goddamn, it's good.
Okay, fired up about this IPA that they have here. It's a double IPA, 7.2% alcohol and 105 IBUs.
I mean,
this sucker doesn't knock my socks off. I don't know what will. Smells like it should.
I thought the Mugler's in, you know, that was a 108, so this should be. Oh, shit. Man. It's not what. I mean, the color and smell of it.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it, I just had the whiskey or what, but I mean, it's, to me, it should have a bigger bite. To me. I mean, just right here.
For the one, for the 105?
Yeah. It's very smooth, though. Very smooth.
It's smooth, man.
And I
mean,
maybe it's because it's a double IPA and smells so good, though, man.
That's not bad. For real.
Doesn't have a lot of the pine. I mean, it's more of a. I don't taste the piney notes and the little bit of a citrus and.
I don't taste the 105 IBUs.
I don't either.
I mean, for real, like, I know, like, oh,
it's gosh. Good IPA, though, man.
But no, man, it is. It's smooth and good. And so, all right, what's this next one?
This is the...
White Stout.
The White Stout.
And then this is the Porter. So, yeah, we've got a White Stout.
Got a White Stout, which we've been going everywhere.
Well,
everyone's got a White Stout.
Yeah.
And you know the farmers in
the farm and Oddfellows in Minneapolis, Kansas had one, and it was great. How's theirs?
Very good.
Really?
I'm liking this White Stouts.
Yeah, because it's
really good, guys.
It's got a different taste to it.
That's ineffable.
Oh man, that's
ineffable.
That smells good. And that great hey man, color. That color
great
is great.
Ambiance. The beer glasses, the glasses are clean. Ineffable Brewing Company in Burnsville, Minnesota.
These White Stouts are really good.
I really am starting to like White Stouts.
Okay, so that's I think that's the best for me. That's the best one so far.
That's the best one so far. I'm gonna let you go ahead with the porter first. I've been doing all the first.
Oh man, that is a good one. All right, so
and it is winter. That's why we're picking the. Heavier beers,
yeah.
Keeping the saisons and all that, and the white and the Heffenweiser,
Heffenweiser and the wheats, and so this is a American porter with light coconut.
It's got a light coconut, like a coffee coconut.
I don't smell a thing, which is okay, I guess.
I'm anxious to try it because I love coconut, I love coffee, I love porters, and it's winter, so we want something heavy.
That's good. I don't.
Oh, I can smell the caramel and chocolate.
I don't taste any coconut in it, personally, but it's good.
Oh, I like
that. Goes down smooth. I like that too.
Hey guys.
So, man, it's like the first two we always seem to have a little bit of struggle with, but they always clean up nicely. These last two are great, and I don't know if it's the season. Like,
what's odd, it seems like Southwest Suburban Minnesota really knows how to make a porter and a stout. Because
I agree.
A white stout, I should say.
I agree.
I don't know about their IPAs, but... and this whiskey over here...
You can't go wrong with that Belgian...
You want to come here and have a couple of those and stumble home, you're my guest.
Absolutely.
It is really good. I've had the Surly whiskey.
We had that one at Brickway, too, in Omaha.
Oh, yeah.
That was very similar.
Quad Belgian. I got to look that up. Let us know what you think of Quad Belgians.
Oh, yeah, man, because you...
It's really good. This is really good.
You really taste it. All right, so shit, Burnsville.
I am in Minneapolis, a suburb of Minneapolis, Minnesota. I grew up in this area. This is my hometown. My favorite beer of all time is the Furious IPA made by Surly Brewing Company. That is the beer that I always, when it comes to IPAs,
that
I just say,
can you
compare?
Yeah.
I ain't found one yet in Minnesota, and here I am, so I'm still looking.
Because
I might have to go to Surly before this trip's over.
All right, then. Ineffable Brewing, Burnsville. Good beers. Good job.